can just proceed this way if
Can I give you an update since the last time, you know, we were in a meeting together? I spoke to Lieutenant Governor Dahlstrom, and I'm going to try to slip out of here around 2 o'clock. So I just want to give you that heads up. I'm not trying to ditch, but just had some exigent circumstances to deal with the office, and I'm flying back to Fairbanks tonight. So just wanted you to know that. And also get your feedback on kind of our, you know, 1-2 approach to some of these meetings that we were in together. I really enjoyed my rural meeting participation and my coastal meeting participation, and I enjoyed the one with the rail belt as well. And just double checking with you that, did you hear anything that you felt we should amend or something, or with respect to, you know, what was said from our subcommittee's perspective?
Well, I think it'll all, Keith, it'll all inform our priorities that we select. But to that end, I first wanted to ask Mark on the worksheet, Excel spreadsheet that's on the SharePoint site. You know, after our last statutes and regs subcommittee, I proposed and did in fact put on that SharePoint a list of my perception of priorities coming out of each of the other committees, because I, as I said before, I believe our task is really to help enumerate, reinforce, and maybe put a little more meat on the bones behind some of the recommendations with respect to statutes and regs, but recommendations based on the guidance from the other committees. And so that material was on the website. At one point, my co-chair, I directed him to it, and I confirmed it was in fact on there for him to obtain, and now it's not there anymore. So do you know anything about that, Mark?
Are you referring to the action item worksheet that's on the SharePoint site?
Yes.
Okay, I have that. I actually have that called up on my computer, and I can share my screen.
What I'm getting at is I added quite a number of at the bottom of the content that was there already, I added a fair bit of material there, but they were very crude, rough draft notes in just an outline form. And I was hoping to be able to review that today with the committee in the context of identifying our priorities.
Okay. Well, I have a sheet that we printed out that Michael said that we were supposed to use. But let me see if I can find what you're suggesting here in just a second.
Okay.
Do you have a copy of it? Did you save a copy of it?
Well, I mean, I have... No, I did it from my notes and put it directly on the SharePoint and figured that was golden. But I could create it. I can recreate it if I have to. But
It may be there. Just a moment.
Well, it was actually installed clear on line 524 or something, because the lines 23 through 524 were hidden, and I didn't want to upset the formatting of the existing content, so I left it alone.
I found it, Carl. So I'll share my screen.
Yeah, and Carl, this is Keith from the RCA for the record. I've got that sheet pulled up. And I don't see that at the bottom of mine, so, and I saw that you had before it says like September the 5th, so I would just say that I'm glad to see this, and if I can get a copy of that or whatever.
Okay, so now I see it from, Mark's spreadsheet. So there, then we can talk more intelligently about your question, Kurt, and specifically while we've got Tony and others here, I want to look and see if we, what we have missed or what we can add to that. And so,
Can I draw something to help them with context?
Yeah.
From our last subcommittee meeting, at the very end of the meeting, you brought this up, and I think you remember I jumped in, and we had a conversation. I said I fully support this because there are statutes are products of the legislature. Regulations are products of state agencies who are implicated by the statute. And to the extent that the task force, and this was, I mentioned this at the larger forum earlier this morning, I think you were listening, it was maybe right after one of the times you raised your hands and spoke, that my perspective, our statutes and regulations, is to look at the projects that each subcommittee sort of gavels down on as priority one. And to the extent that it's a statutory fix, which the rail belt, transmission line ocean to state, that's going to require changing the law. That's going to require funding. And that's going to be something that my agency doesn't have. And even though AEA has money, they don't have the kind of money to do that, right? So at this point, this sort of maybe informs the people who are listening in right now who may have missed our subcommittee meeting on September the 5th, that this was kind of the genesis or the driver behind your sort of lacking and stacking these. Did I fairly characterize our sort of review of what was said towards the end of our last meeting, and does that sort of substantially go along the lines of why you did it like you did at the bottom of the sheet here, Carl?
Yeah, I think that's fair, and I think and I think we want to, you know, take the opportunity to just look at these specifically if we can, you know, let's just work through them. And I don't want to belabor them, but what I'm really looking for, and I've got a couple of notes here where I've got some ideas of things that need to be added to this from our discussions today. But, you know, from the rail belt, for example, we have transmission line and ownership. That's going to be high on the list. Matching state funds for all federal funds available for transmission. That's going to be high on their list. We have focus and immediate pursuit of Dixon diversion. I mean, that's going to be on their list. Oops, your screen blanked out. Okay, there we go. Okay, so if we talk about the rail belt, what else might be coming from there? I've got some notes and these are far over from previous meetings, but one I had, you know, the time of use and the innovative rate design. It sounds like from Tony that's going to be passé by the time this gets to print, whatever. And so I don't know if it then becomes a priority for us if there's already at least two utilities with actions maybe on time of use before the RCA. I would view there's still an opportunity for, quote, innovative rate design that would facilitate change, you know, more rapid change, but maybe that's too obscure and esoteric to make it to our priorities. So what do you think, Tony?
Yeah, Carl, a couple of thoughts. First, I just want to emphasize something that Keith said about the transmission, you know, transmission line ownership, which again, I think the state already owns some transmission. Federal applications, if they come through, going to need state match. They're going to be state owned. And so to leverage that into, you know, transmission authority of some sort, you know, one example of a statutory change that I know legislators have called me to talk about would be modifying Senate Bill 123, which is the RRC, because the ODER, Open Access Transmission Tariff, resides over there, yet to be performed, but it's under that umbrella, and it would need to get moved over. So somebody's going to have to take a look at all of that. I may not be 100% correct. It's just an example of something that I know would have to be addressed. On the time of use rates, there's really no statute or regulation that I'm aware of that's an impediment to applying for, adding to a utility's tariff for a time of use rate. It's a common tool that's, used in many ways for economic purposes of keeping rates lower. Making better use of the system. I think there's a broad heading. I could simply sit here and say from where I sit, I think there's going to have to be some likely need for innovative rate design. But as you mentioned, you used the word esoteric. I have no clue yet what that's going to be. Because under what's feasible to get done over the next 10 or 15 years, I'm just not sure that, to me, the more important focus is to make sure that Keith and the commission have the resources, skill set, and talent to be able to process through these things.
Can I follow up, Carl? This is Keith Kerber. Can I follow up from what Tony just said?
Yeah.
So real briefly, he's mentioned in the meeting earlier today about testifying on an information docket, I-23001, and they were in the East hearing room last Wednesday doing so. I mean, they, NEA, but and other utilities as well. Well, at the next public meeting, there will also be a I-docket. We're proposing to open another I-docket to deal with the issue of demand response issues, which is kind of speaks to some of this innovative rate making, or not rate making, innovative rate design constructs that could help, facilitate these rapidly changing events that I believe Tony and you were there as well, Carl, were like a large part of from 12:40 to 1 o'clock p.m. That was the conversation topic. Would you say that's fair, Tony?
Yes.
And the thing is that, so we're already leaning forward on that one as a result of discovering from, unfortunately, a little bit of a later time thing on the IIJA, and then vehicle electrification and this. So we're marching ahead on that ASAP, and the thing is it's going to hopefully gather responses from people who are already either doing it or are interested in doing it to just build out the record on what that may look like. So that will be ongoing, Lord willing, next Wednesday, okay?
Okay, so not to be terse, but I think so time of use and innovative rate design is not a priority for this committee, but supporting changes and supporting resources, skill set, and talents for the RCA probably will be. Okay?
Happy to receive that.
Yeah. And then I've got how about RCA regs for evaluation of new projects in the context of forecasted or projected costs versus, actual or historic costs. Is Tony, what is
that? Is that real, Bill?
Yeah, this is the, I think this is the one I sent you an email on, Carl, and Commissioner, Matt Clarkson brought this up last week in the IDOC that you mentioned, which is, I know what some of the prices are, under confidentiality agreement is going to be filed with the commission and, in the near term. Some of it, is more like a couple of years out, and we have these estimates from experts. But, right today, it's based on today's avoided cost. And, you can't, it would be imprudent, we're in a circumstance where it would be imprudent for me to not address something that could save, that could maintain reliability, save members money, but yet I don't have the data point to provide to the commission to say, here's why this is better. I may be held by some agreement until the time comes. But I think similar to what John Sims talked about, the Gas Recovery Act, that maybe something, and I'm really out of my field here, but maybe there's something that gives the commission latitude around fuel supply diversification or reliability that it can make a decision, base decisions fund, instead of, you know, maybe concrete economics.
So is this the one you're the exchange rate for the RCA review of timing of utility generation decisions for an IRP, or is that separate?
Who was speaking? Where? What were you referring to?
This is an action item that the Rail Belt Committee came up with last Thursday, and you know, kind of trying to refine the recommendations that they had previously.
Right. Well, Okay.
I think this is a two-parter. This particular is dealing with waiting. You know, under SB 123, what came with it, and Commissioner Kerber is the expert compared to me, but it requires project pre-approval. But we're in a period of time where it could take 5 years, say, for the RRC to come up with an integrated resource plan that runs through that process. But yet, I will likely run out of gas before that first IRP process goes in. And so there's this gray area of, I'm going to have to do something. I'm going to do it anyway, but I'm going to likely have a, you know, I may have some legal fees associated with people challenging it, but I'll keep the lights on.
Or prior to or compared to IRP completion? Is that more?
We're going to have to execute projects. And I know I'm not the only one. There are independent power producers who like to do the same thing.
Can I jump in here, Carl? This is Keith Kerber.
Please.
Yeah.
I believe Tony's just refreshed my recollection of that meeting, and I vividly remember Matt Clarkson making a statement. I do not remember the exact regulation he cited to that would need a modification, or statute, because it could be a statute.
Good.
Statute, that's going to require a legislative fix. Regulation, that requires an RDOC. But it was one of those ones that, at face value, remember, just from hearing it and not really discussing it since that time, it moves more upset. And this speaks to the issue, I think, of, this is not speaking to that specific event, but I'm going to try to say what I'm thinking and see if Tony nods his head in the vertical direction. And that's this, and this is where we get a little bit challenged with some of our non-prohibited ex parte communication, that perhaps we need to look at not just this specific aspect of the SB 123 ERO regulations, and I think it was a reg, not a statute, but don't hold me to that, right? We'll have to wait for the transcripts to come out, and I don't think we have them yet. But if we, I think that, if I'm hearing you right, Tony, it's the thought of coming to the commission ahead of time with some requests for, can we get a readout on something so we don't go down a trail and find out it's a cul-de-sac and we have to turn around and come back out and we waste time and money when we don't have a lot of either at this point. Tony, does that sort of speak a little bit to what the broader issue is, and then what Matt specifically spoke to from your recollection?
It is.
And see, that what we're all fighting right now is a calendar that is on us bad, okay? And so I think that anything that is brought up, of course, we're going to take a look at, but I couldn't restate that, I think. I mean, I tried, but it's all from memory, right? So I hope that Mark can put something down. He's typing away, and hopefully it will be able to take a look in a second.
Okay, so that's is still at least a possibility to include on our list. Yeah. So let's.
And I'm going to say to Mark, go to the box E, the E column, and put change statutes / regulations as appropriate. You know, the thing is this. We know I don't have to ask permission to do an RDOC, but I have to go to the legislature with a proposal to do something otherwise. So that's all I want to make sure I hit every time.
Update this one, too.
I think that's appropriate.
Yeah, because you can, I mean, I can say this kind of hypothetically, but you can imagine utilities looking at importing LNG versus building a wind farm. The importing LNG is going to happen for a while, but they want to look at the lowest cost in the future, not just necessarily today, and it seemed prudent to do that as long as we have good forecasts and good estimates and good assumptions, and that has been a challenge for some utilities to present that, but we have to trust everybody continues to try to up their game. Okay. Let's see.
Want to move to rural? Or is there other rail belt?
Well, I wanted to ask Tony if he's aware of any significant other ones that we should put on here from rail belt. This is not the final answer. It doesn't have to. But.
Yeah, from our various task force meetings and subcommittee meetings, discussions with some members offline and others, it just seems to me that we're going to need to look at potentially modifying SB 123, which is the creation of an electric reliability organization, and as it's described, it only includes or applies to the rail belt as of today. Whether you want to include that or not, or whether that's a fallout of like supporting the some form of transmission authority that comes out of the rail belt.
I was wondering if, you know, I wonder if that wouldn't, it really is related, because we're looking at how to restructure, you know, at least electric utility in Alaska, and if in order to facilitate one, we may need amendments and modifications to the other.
Yes, and I guess I'm.
And so I'm thinking that. So I think wouldn't we put that under our top priority on rail belt in terms of transmission, that we need the reg change and statute changes to facilitate that goal, and modifying SB 123 might be one of the necessary steps, or are there other changes to SB 123 that are not related to this overarching goal of having a state-controlled entity for the transmission?
Well, it really depends on who you talk to. The ERO is there to adopt and enforce reliability standards and to conduct, this is part of the what's the best fit for the rail belt. It turned out to be let's tack on to a traditional ERO this one-stop shop for integrated resource planning across grids, and the rail belt being the only one that applies. So I think all of that makes sense. One of the things they were tasked to do is come up with an open access transmission tariff, and I just believe that to have a transmission authority, it's going to likely take legislation to enable AEA to be that authority. And I think you will also need to, you know, do this modification. But there's really nothing else that comes to mind.
So this is a separate own action item, separate from unifying existing transmission assets?
I think it's part of, because if you're not going to go forward,
I think it's part of. So that gets moved up and into the next column, or
not
time frame, but it has to be underneath. Yeah, there you go.
I was also able to bring up the economics of the ambiguity surrounding avoided cost standard. And what G
you guys as general counsel proposed was the, I guess, reg. It's 3AAC for, you know, I could, if you wanted, I can cite that, or I'll show it to you.
Okay.
Also, that again, is part of, this. We talked about this prior to the
transmission one.
Okay, so this has to do with the RCA changes, rates, changed the RCA rate?
I believe so.
Okay.
Here's the presentation, and this is what he said and cited.
Right.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, for something to point to, that's all.
Yep.
Right.
So,
okay, then let's see. Is there anybody from any of the other subcommittees there to get their input on these others, or should we? I'll just stop there, and Mark, maybe you can answer that.
Anybody? Can you see, like, who's on the meeting now? I see a...
Is anybody from the other subcommittees that we might want to get their input? Okay.
Let me see, Carl. Hang on a second. Let me just see who's on the call here. I don't see. Patty Murphy. I don't know. She's not part of one of the subcommittees, so I don't see any other. This 907771 is us.
Okay.
So I don't see anybody else on any other subcommittee. Carl, so, yeah, we can move on.
Okay, so let's just going down the list. I pulled out from the rural, you know, matching state funds for the local match required as far as that was the priority. They have a number of recommendations, but we can't try to put all of them into ours, but I'm open to that. We'll continue to take their input. Let's think. Oops, I lost your screen there.
I was just looking down, looking for.
We're going to go back up through all these others after we
sure,
go
okay.
through.
Okay.
This lower list. So then coastal, then my study permit hydro projects. I think that's the priority. I've gotten a pretty detailed white paper. Duff has fleshed that out. I think he's done a good job of that. So there might, you know, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to ask, how does that relate to statute or regulation change? I think I recall a statute that he brought up that, you know, was, you know, enhanced modification of that, I guess. I'm just trying to find my notes.
Yeah, we'll look for opportunities where there might be a relevant statute or reg that could assist, and if not, we'll just pull it at the end.
Okay.
And incentives and subsidies, there's streamlining permitting, including the 404. Establish renewable energy transmission line designations and right-of-ways. I mean, that's somebody could take the ball and run with that from at least a state land use planning or designation standpoint. State energy data, that's their high priority. And then statute and regulations, our committee. I've identified these three, the planning effort to focus on our future transmission and distribution so we don't paint ourselves in a corner. Ensure the utilities maintain access to DOT right-of-way. And then progress evaluation of carbon capture and sequestration. To see if we can maintain one of our local energy sources as a viable contributor.
Okay.
A question on, it had to do with hydro. I think it's just above there.
It's under coastal.
Under coastal. Identify study permit hydro projects projected to provide lower costs. Would that be, is that repeated like in the rail belt area? I'm thinking it might be applicable across the state. I'm thinking about Dixon Diversion, for example, that appears to be economic. It'll really be driven by interest rates and future likely higher avoided costs.
Right. I mean, Tony, you make a good point. You know, I think in the end, we may not categorize these by subcommittee groupings.
Okay, that makes
sense. So that we can be a little bit broader. I know, you know, I'm a believer that whether it's Prince William Sound or Alaska Peninsula or Southwest Alaska or Southeast Alaska, you know, there's lots of hydro, potential geothermal, you know, that is in those areas that with better transmission might be able to be distributed. And I don't think we should be blind to that. That's the, you know, that's the Iceland and the Norway model. And you know, those things I think are long term. And I don't want to be focused and say it has to be isolated to the coastal, even if that's the site of the generation, we might want to get the power somewhere else.
So,
okay. So well, let's go back.
Number one, Duff had a recommendation to modify a statute that would, you know, would help streamline permitting for hydro projects, which is, I think, what he was trying to get to, and that's what he where this came from. But then the other thing that I would, you know, and it kind of relates to what you were just talking about, what Tony was talking about, and that is this idea of trying to categorize these recommendations under strategies. That's what we've done with the rail subcommittee, we've done with the rural, we've done it with incentives, data subcommittee did it, running back a month ago. And so, you know, I don't know that we, you know, that's necessarily your priority, but it's certainly something we want to get to as a subcommittee, because then I think it will help you with your prioritization as well. Once you've identified the strategies that you could, catalog these actions under. For instance, you might have a strategy that has to do with land use, right? The other with funding, another with just utilities in general, right?
I think your point is that you can't look at any of these in a vacuum. You have to look at how they fit as a system, just like the, you know, DOT right-of-way access. It doesn't matter to me unless I need to build things.
It's a land use issue.
It's a land use issue.
Carl, this is Keith from the RCA. Can I throw out something?
Yeah, sure.
One of the things that I found very interesting going to some of the other committees was this idea of the first column, which at the top of it says strategy, then number, action name, action description, et cetera, all the way across to the right, from left to right. And I think this is just a thought. I've thrown out a course of action for your review, comment. I mean, I'm just trying to sort of respond to what Mark just said about how we ID our strategies. And I would say that our first strategy is statutes or statutes. Do we, and then we talk about that. We decide, hey, does this require a statutory fix right now? In other words, is there an existing statute that we need to look at? Or does this implicate a whole new legislative proposal on its own? So that would be one strategy, essentially two prongs, one strategy, statutes. Second strategy, regulations. Does the action item implicate a current regulation? Well, we just got that from Tony and I. You know, you get so into the forest, you forget you've got a folder with those things over here you're going to look at. And I pulled it up because Mark was going up and down, and so I wrote down the one that, that was cited by Matt Larson, the shoe gas briefing. Regulation. Fix an existing or do a regulations docket, which isn't just me, by the way, Carl, but the thing that, if I heard Tony right in most of these meetings, the thing that gives him the jaws is this getting pushed out of the right-of-ways. That's not an RCA thing. Is that a DOT?
It's a DOT.
So that's another state agency, not us, but they have regulations concerning that. They're existing.
Yes.
It's just a matter of are they giving certainty to the potential users on that? So there you go. Strategy one, statutes. Create one from whole cloth or modify an existing. In other words, make an amendment. Regulations. Modify an existing one, and which agency is required to do that, or, you know, second prong is, do we need a regulations docket from an agency that hasn't thought through this yet, or there's things are advancing so fast that we don't know about it. Third strategy, and I've just labeled this outside government initiatives / proposals. That would speak to two things we currently have on the statutes and regulations pages, which is number one, the APA policy proposals, which aren't just the RCA, by the way. That does speak to the whole being pushed out of the right-of-ways that Tony has been citing to many times in our overall big meetings and then in subcommittee ones. And then the other one would be the CEDS study, which I think came out of my current organization, DCCED. And how do we look at those? And this goes back to what you said at the end of our last meeting, which I thought was money. And that was this whole notion of, we can't hit them all. Which ones get the priority? Now, every time the word RCA is brought up, I may be head down and just giving it one ear, but my head comes up and both ears are now in full operation mode. The thing is though, we're pretty, when you think about bringing the cost of electricity down, the RCA is pretty de minimis right now. I mean, if you're talking about how to make us whole with a legislative proposal for a statutory cap, that might take a bill of $200 at 70 cents now, maybe it's a dollar. So that's out of a $200 bill, right? So that's not going to affect consumer cost that much, and I'm not trying to, you know, pretend it's not a thing. It is, because it's a pass-through that the utilities, you know, pass on to the customers, and then they get it, and then they pass it on to us. But the bigger issues you cited to, the large issues that we could weigh in on, I think that the three groups mentioned might be a way to break up and offer us a strategy in the far left box to begin the thing. Is this a statute? Is this a regulation? Is this somebody else's, an outside agency's proposal? And depending on how, as you went through, and you know, you brought up, I think, 5 or 7, it's certainly been built out since that time as you were putting it on our action form. But I really think that I'm just throwing that out there as an option. I'm happy for people to weigh into it. If it's not good, I don't care. I'm just trying to think, how can we answer Mark's question of what is the strategy we're trying to hit from our subcommittee? So do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be frank. I think those are categories, not strategies. And,
okay.
Our strategy is to support implementation of the other subcommittee's objectives, you know, but we have to do better than that. I understand, Mark, we want to have a form that seems consistent across the different committees and such, but I don't think we should recreate them or restate them or try to regurgitate them, so we're going to have to be a little creative there.
Would you like to, I can just show you an example here. This is the, let's see if I can show you an example. If not.
No, but I mean,
Carl, while he's looking at that, I think, you know, when I was down there in the rural, Karen was working on these sheets that were just, they were just Word documents, you know, with like strategy, implementing points, and I think you were working on those.
Yes, yeah. Yep.
And so, these are just Word documents. We'll probably go at the beginning of our chapter in the
Yeah. So I have no problem with us, you know, but I don't think,
no worries. No worries.
Yeah, I mean, I think we, I don't think the strategy of our statutes and regulations subcommittee should be to pass regulations and statutes. I think our strategy should be, you know, to achieve some objective, and then modifications of statutes and regulations are the tools to implement those objectives.
So, you know, here's an example, Carl, is, you know, in the rail belt, they broke their strategies out under transmission, storage, generation, and policy, right? And so, you know, you kind of, I think you've drawn from these policy recommendations that you might want to forward, you know, as part of the statute and regulations. State energy data, boy, that's a little bigger. They've got theirs, established data department within the Alaska Energy Authority. That's, you know, that's their, one of their strategies. So that's just an example, is all I'm getting at there.
Sure, sure. So I think if we've got more time available at the subcommittee level, how much time do we have, Mark?
We got 30 minutes, but you know,
yeah.
They are your 30 minutes. So that was just one of the things I'm offering. But if there are other actions you'd like to take, I leave it to you. As
well, I'm not discounting our need to properly kind of identify some strategy for our subcommittee, if in order to play ball and make a consistent report. I understand that, but I don't think we're creating new, in order to achieve the objective, you know, we'll look at it. We'll look at it and see if there's a way to identify, you know, and maybe there is, but I'd like to kind of go through these, the 23 items that were on the sheet right now and try to winnow them down. Try to see which one of these are, you know, how we're going to address them. So I think,
I think that's a good start.
Yeah, overall, for example, on the RCA, I think, I mean, this recommendation came from outside the task force by people that certainly probably know more about it than I do. But I think that, the fix is pretty specific. And I think the fundamental challenge, regardless of the structure of the RCA, is to ensure they have what they need to support timely and prudent decisions. And so I would like to morph it a little bit into that kind of a recommendation. And I mean, I'm happy to do any future wordsmithing on that. We don't have to do that now.
Carl, this is Tony. I completely support that. This to me looks so prescriptive that I'm afraid it, you know, the odds are it's going to miss the mark. If it's just interpreted by the average, you know, person or legislator, there's just a lot that's going to be happening. It's going to be happening very quickly. I'm a strong advocate for having a regulatory body. You know, most states have some form of public utility commission. There's a regulatory compact I talked about earlier. In the Rail Belt Committee meeting, and it's just a matter of I want them to be, you know, functional and successful, just like they want the regulated utilities to be. And
right.
We use these anecdotes about not being able to obtain or recruit, you know, talent based on compensation. To me, those are just symptoms, and I don't have the silver bullet. I just think that it's a pretty obvious recommendation that, you know, somehow they need to get the support to so that they're not being asked to do more with
with less, which is like trying to save yourself the profitability. It never works.
I remember that we came up with some language that along those lines that we were including one of the Wellbell recommendations.
We've talked about it. I just, you know, seeing it on here, though, it's like seeing sell all the transmission or merge all the four utilities. I go, oh, you know, that's
a little too predictive, right? I'll weigh in, Carl. From my perspective, without having in-depth studied the Iowa House File 577 or the Florida Three Commissioners, I don't think as a steward of public resources, and even though in this case the public is paying a user fee more than as a general fund, we don't get any general fund monies, maybe occasionally for a capital budget request if we have a big ticket item we have to get, but we haven't had one in a while. And I would just say that I don't think the RCA is resistant to any efforts to get what it needs to do to be able to do its job in a better way. I would like to be known as a high-functioning organization, whether I'm there or not, right? I mean, I want to look at my students and say, my students crushing it. So the thing is that a more generic comment to say, you know, resource the RCA to at a minimum be able to hire staff.
I get to write this one, Commissioner.
Yeah, no problem. I'm with you, Carl. You said you did. I'm helping you. I'm trying to help.
I know, but you know.
That's a pretty generic, but.
Sorry.
Right.
Just scratch the RCA, streamline and handle rate cases. I mean, is that?
No, I'll help with this.
Is it more than rate case?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I hope to not be in front of the commission with a rate case. That's the goal. But, you know, there are times where you have to do it. But that's not their primary function, in my opinion. It's a very important one.
Okay. Let's just try to move through these if we can. Thanks for your input. So we got input from Alaska Power Association. They have some policies, positions, streamlined permitting for energy projects. So that obviously will roll that together with what came out of our subcommittee. There'll be one, if we can get any specifics behind that, we'll try to. If not, it'll be just the, you know, motherhood and apple pie for streamlined permitting. We hope to be able to get more specific, but I'm not sure we can. So next one, state funding for local match, that came out of the subcommittee as well, so we'll combine those together.
Carl, can we go back to the one before?
Yeah.
You know, streamline permitting for energy projects is, you know, quick example and then we can move on, but, let's say there's GRIP funding that comes in, the next one talks about a state match, but if we're talking about multiple utilities applying for segments of right-of-ways, maybe it's AEA being an applicant. I just think there should be, let's say the state accepts, or just discussion, they accept the transmission authority recommendation that includes, you know, state matching funds. It would make sense to me to then have, you know, a partnership with the state to determine a corridor to, you know, so that we go through the one process from one end to another. How are we going to build this thing? You know, where do we locate it? Where do we permit it? There's going to be environmental impact statements. There's going to be public meetings. And if you split that up into, you know, having more than one entity controlling that, it's going to be a long-term mess.
So it's really
So that's good. Yeah. So
that's what I live an electrical guy in my operations experience. I was a gas guy, but I did design and build pipelines and for many years. And it's I remember the good old days in the 80s where I could call up the permitting guy and say, hey, I can't go down this highway. Would you give me a verbal, you know, to put in a 12-inch line X miles down that? He'd say, yep, on the phone, and I would move the trenchers right into place. And good luck trying to do anything like that today.
Oh, yeah.
People will go nuts.
Okay, so So we have down at the bottom, you know, under our list was the effort to, you know, planning, integrated planning for transmission, right? And so there's probably an opportunity to tie these together. Keep going down, whoever. Yeah. I mean, just, can you keep scrolling down to the list at the bottom?
I was going
to
suggest that okay, you want to go all the way to the bottom?
No, you don't have to. No, I mean, you're. I just was wanting to capture. So let's see this. Maybe. You see what I mean? Many of these are duplicative of what came out of the committees. So obviously, we got to scrub this thing to combine these to as much as possible.
Well, yeah, I think in the end, Carl, what we'll end up doing is we'll, you know, this is all going to go to in front of the task force, and the task force is going to go, okay, we've got duplicate recommendations, right? Let's
that's the committee responsibility at this level is to take this list and get rid of the duplications.
Okay.
I mean, there's no doubt about that, because if we're going to come forward to I don't think we need it. We're talking about RCA. We've taken care of that. We're talking about the transmission organization. And beyond that, this is just, it's not specific and concrete enough to be actionable, really.
I concur, Carl. It's Keith Kerwin.
So wildfire liability, for now, we can keep that on in there, I would say. I mean, I'm not sure it's going to rise to the priority, but it might. So the next one, we got to combine all this, because that's definitely the same thing that came out of our committees.
Which one? Is there a specific one that you recall?
Well, we just, we talked about it here. It's the transmission, the state of Alaska, unitization of the transmission and providing, state funds for matching of federal funds. I mean, so it's, okay, next one.
It feels like we're all doing that right now anyway. I think that was spoken to by Tony in the parts that I was in the, you were in the old time with the couple, I think, and I think they were talking about that. It's not a just this or just that, it's a both and type of approach. Is that true, Tim?
It really is. There's not an epiphany for my board at one point, but it's, you don't get to say the RPS is the solution, we're going to run all to that, because at the end of the 2040 deadline, I still need half the gas I'm burning today. And so it has to be both things.
Right.
Assuming everything gets built.
I don't think there's a specific recommendations coming out of the other committees that warrant this statute and reg committee to stand its head up and poke this out in the firefight. So I think we delete that one.
Okay. I'm just saying it's whether it's a priority or not. That's how I'm.
I really think it's going to come up in the RPS or CES discussions. that keeps popping up, at least in the Rail Belt Committee. It was assigned to us. Jen seems to be pretty focused on identifying incentives to, you know, to get there.
Right.
Fascinating topic.
Yeah. Okay. PCE. This is essentially a statement from APA advocating for the status quo. And I don't object to that. I haven't heard compelling reasons to modify it, except if you're just choosing to increase it for the, you know, larger users, commercials, and everything else. And so, you know, I don't know if that's a policy call, but I don't think the statute and reg committee is prepared to make.
Okay.
But we're certainly, I believe, prepared to support the you know, utilization of the PCE as it is, and to protect it from being abused. I quite frankly am quite concerned about what I heard a couple of times in the symposium session about the PCE being an entitlement that once costs get lowered and PCE goes away, that somehow PCE should still be paid to those communities and in fact they might, I'm quite concerned about them restructuring so that renewable generation comes on through independent power producers and charged at a unregulated rate of return rate through to the utility, which then charges, you know, their cost for PCE reimbursement. We heard that, in fact, was it happening in some communities and planned more of it in other communities. And I, you know, if there was a change to the PCE program or RCA regs, from my perspective, it would be something to preclude what I think is that unjustified behavior. On the same time, I will say that, you know, I, in the other committee, I advocated strongly for things like the Alaska LNG and getting gas out to the Donlin project and electrification of the West. And I hear the pain of the high energy costs in rural Alaska, but I don't think, you know, it should not be viewed as an entitlement, in my view. And if they can get electrical costs down in their community through grants or otherwise, then you can talk about entitlements in a different discussion, but it should be in PCE.
Yeah, Carl, I can reflect upon what APA is putting forward here, because it's basically they have a membership that's very broad. The vast majority are rural utilities. The minority are the few, you know, Rail Belt by comparison. But that majority of, you know, whatever their, I forget the number of members, like let's say it's 75 members. I hear constantly over the years that that's like a number one priority for those rural utilities. And I think that's what APA is reflecting. Personally, if I take my, you know, logo off, I can't necessarily change my, you know, my biases, but it seems to me that the rural solution would be, you know, a recommendation or a, you know, I think about big corporations that put money into R&D, and it just seems to be a concerted effort between the state and some think tank on, you know, what the solution is to such small, isolated systems. And that, you know, is, that I believe is common sense, isn't going to go anywhere. But when I hear we'll run another 400 miles out to a community of a few hundred or a few thousand. They really don't know what they're asking for. I mean, what I think they might be asking for our ratepayers here to subsidize that. But if they had to do it on a cost-cause or cost-payer versus, even if that 400 miles was free, I don't think that, I think they would rather take the PCE right. at the end of the day versus have right. to pick up the natural gas fired generation plus the O&M of that 400 miles.
Right, yeah.
I just don't know, and it's it seems like we hear these things, and it's I typically stay completely quiet because it is just one of those sacred cows I'm glad I'm not involved with.
Right. Well, I certainly respect the challenge of the energy costs in rural Alaska, but I just think we need to keep the PCE program to its original objectives and keep it clear and regulated properly and not abused, and then address the other issues, community, municipal cost sharing and all that in a separate forum, but not through PCE. So I think we leave this one in as it's written, more or less.
It's not one that you're necessarily going to take up, but you want to forward it as a recommendation or as an action.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. Yeah, the I did say if I was to make a recommendation, what it would be, but I don't think that necessarily I'll propose that.
These last four are the feds. Sample feds recommendations, consideration.
Yeah.
So these are big, hairy, statewide. I could spend days talking about these. At least the last three. I don't know about the coal regulations, but they're fascinating topics. But they don't do anything for me in 10 years.
Right.
I hope that.
Sure I understand.
Sorry, Apple decided to. Apple didn't understand me, so you guys probably don't either. But these are longer term, I think, economic development related energy solutions that require the state's balance sheet to get behind, or private sector. Mm-hmm. And so. If you want to talk about supporting an LNG line, well, sure. I think, why not add on to it a hydrogen hub in Cook Inlet or wherever.
Right.
But maximize, whatever that opportunity is. But if the committee wants these in here, I'm not going to vote against it. It's just my two cents is they don't really do anything for me in the near term or long-term solution to lower-cost energy. But they sure would be fun and interesting to have, and I think they should be pursued on a parallel path by DCED or whoever.
Mm-hmm.
Carl, I was just throwing this Keith Kerber from KRCA. I would just say I concur with that. You've talked a lot about what's, and it's been talked about not just you but others in the larger meeting setting, that we got to kind of look at some things that we could get out there and get working on now because we're already behind, right? And so some of these are good, nice to have, but maybe they're not the priority, like the transmission build-out or a natural gas bullet line or something like that. That's my key sense on it.
Yeah, I think at the end of the section at the bottom here, I had made a suggestion. Can you scroll down to that a little bit? Yeah. Just a little bit more. Yeah. I agree that all four of those don't make sense to include. Certainly spending a lot of the state's money to study them or try to aggressively advance them at this point doesn't make sense. If the LNG project goes, hydrogen hub, I was thinking as the guy was talking about transportation and aircraft, I was thinking, the energy density of liquid hydrogen is almost the same as jet fuel, and if the aircraft industry, you know, transitions to that, wouldn't a Cook Inlet hydrogen hub be well situated to augment our, and cement really, our long-term future as a air freight hub? But that's pie in the sky. I do think it would be good to make a statement that because we know that Golden Valley still uses coal, they're going to use coal. Fairbanks downtown has space heat from coal, which University of Alaska has space heat from coal. Those things are long-term infrastructure that would be horribly expensive to replace, that we keep an open mind about being aware of and studying technologies that would continue to allow us to use that as a fuel source. So some little statement in there may make sense.
Carl Knopf, of course, Action.
Yeah.
We had a presentation by Brian Hickey in January about the grid build out, and also, you know, at the end of it, we just point blank asked him, okay, this has been a great presentation. How could we help you? And essentially, we came up with like a resolution, a general resolution of interest and support. And maybe we could make a statement like that at the end of our, chapter, saying, hey, we do not want to appear dismissive of any of the sample actions that we got from the SEDS report. We especially highlight the alternative use of coal, the hydrogen hub potentialities, or in all of them. But at this time, we don't see it as part of the short, medium, or long-term action plan for the Energy Security Task Force, but they are worthy of support by the state in another venue, something like that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that may be reasonable.
I like it. I think it's, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Because it may be a long range, depending on circumstances, but, you know, I'm in the moment of triage.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about triage, and I'm not worried about putting Band-Aids on, bee stings.
Right. Okay.
But, yeah.
So, we made it through our list.
All right.
Appreciate everybody's input. I mean, obviously, there's tons of work to do, but at least we have focused down and combined some and we'll establish some categories and a strategy to put them in buckets and see what survives.
Carl, this is Keith. I indicated earlier that I was going to try to step out by two. Obviously, I stayed at the end because as I look around the room, I didn't see a lot of committee members here. I felt like it would be fair to drop all this on you and Tony. So I have one quick question for you as a co-chair. I looked ahead in the slides, and later on today, they're going to talk about future meetings. Would you mind emailing me what the future meeting plan is, especially if we're going to have a subcommittee meeting next week? I would really appreciate that. You know, Mark very graciously, when I got here early, he said, yes, Michael Yaffe's not here. He's on a well-deserved leave. But it really helps me to know what's coming. And it looked like a couple of the meetings in October were actually being canceled. So helping, we have potentially 3 weeks of hearings at the RCA. So knowing that would really be a help. So I just want, if you could do that, or, info security, whatever, just I'd be really grateful. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll keep. I suspect from here a lot of it can and will be done by the real work of edits and emails.
Yeah. Thank you, Carl. So one question I have is for what's showing on the screen right now. Do you want me to take the recommendations from those other subcommittees and morph them into your overall action item document, knowing that these other subcommittees are actually already working on these action items, to flesh them out. But yet you want to at least include them with yours so that you're recognizing the importance of them as, from a statute and regulations perspective.
Well, if you have the capacity to do that, that'd be fine. I'm happy to do that if you can give me the native document. So I'll defer to you. You're here for support. I guess I can let you take the first crack at it, and then I could review it.
Yeah, that's not a very good plan, Carl. I'll kind of, if you will, suck in the various actions from the other rail belt, rural, coastal, and feds, you know, and pull them in so you can see what they are. What they have now recommended as an action item, you know, related to what you've written down here.
Can you freeze this version though as a September 19th,
yes,
so we know where we're starting, and then
yeah,
and then you can share that with me and your when you merge them and do them, you can share that so I've got something tangible to review.
Yes. So this
This is
saved on the SharePoint site. It's right now it's in an archive folder because you know, it's got your initials on it, your inputs, but what I will do is I will update this and then you know, how I'll do it is I'll pull it out as a separate file,
I can work on the SharePoint. So if you save it to the archive, what we're looking at on the screen right now, which is only partially morphed, if you save that to the archive with today's date on it, and then whatever you do, come up with the next version, then I can take those two and compare them and, you know, support or edit your merging, and then we'll have a clean version for next discussion with the committee.
Sounds good. Yep, very good. So I appreciate your work today. I mean, I think we got quite a bit done, and certainly just you know, identifying the priorities that the statutes and regs want to pursue, and that's very helpful.
Right.
And Carl, one other thing, you anticipate the co-chair. If you talk to Robert, do you think that we're going to have a subcommittee meeting next week just on Teams?
I don't know yet. I haven't talked to him. We don't have any planned, but
I'll just wait and see what comes by the email. And thank you for updating me. And Mark, if you didn't mind, do that.
Sure.
And yep, if you could send me an email with like a link to the
absolutely question. Yeah.
I really appreciate you, Carl, your leadership here, and it feels like there's a very substantial result there. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, thanks for everybody's input.
And Carl, I'm gonna, you know, point to you, I guess, for the report out. You know, that's where we're heading into on the agenda.
Okay. Good.
Thanks, Carl.
Thank you, Carl.
Yeah, you bet. Okay. Bye bye.
Have a good day.